listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. 20 schools in WA South are set to be impacted by today's teacher union strikes. 14 schools across the southwest and Great Southern will be partially impacted, resuming operations from lunchtime. Meantime, 6 will be closed all day. Union President Matt Jarman says teachers are walking off the job for an important cause.
Teachers and school leaders in regional WA are facing a lack of staff and even higher cost of living crisis, inadequate housing and even greater difficulty in addressing the support they need for their challenging students.
2 people have been charged for allegedly possessing illegal drugs with the intent to sell and supply in Collie. Police allege they found cannabis being harvested during a search warrant, seizing around 2 kilos of the drug and 3 rifles. A 27 and 28-year-old are set to face court next month. The opposition has slammed the Albanese government for their lack of transparency around the future of live sheep exports. The federal government yet to release the details on an independent panel report conducted 6 months ago. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it shows absolute contempt for the people of WA.
Particularly the 3,000 livelihoods that they want to shut down without having the courage of their conviction to come and eyeball those people and explain to them not only the science but the economic impact. If you don't have that courage of your conviction, then why is Anthony Albanese and Murray Watt doing this?
Wire trace fishing could be banned in Busselton. The city voting in favour to implement a ban on the style of fishing which is used to catch sharks around the jetty. The ban is already in place across all Perth metro beaches, with the city set to write to the Fisheries Minister to extend the ban in the southwest town. In sport, a big win for Collie, with the National Mountain Biking Championships coming to the region. It'll see the southwest town play host to the major event for the next 3 years. This year's competition set to take place from October 17 to 20.